Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 21st day of the month of Shvat. Today is day 502. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We continue to pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yosef Alt of the Golf Manor Synagogue in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share words of the Dibrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Alt fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. The Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And then Rabbi Alt will lead us in the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shluyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And exciting, great news, the archives are fully updated. So all past recordings, going back now nearly 5 years, can all be accessed. And you can find that link by subscribing to ou.org/Tehillim call. There is a link there for the archives. You can also just go to OU Torah and search for Chizuk Call, and you will find the information there as well. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Alt.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, for inviting me to share some Divrei Chizuk, some Divrei Torah on the OU's Global Tehillim Call, and to daven, to pray together with Am Yisrael in the way that the OU does so beautifully, connecting all of Am Yisrael all over the globe with this Tehillim call. I recently had the privilege and the schos to be in Eretz Yisrael the last week of January to travel to Israel together with the Jewish Federation of Cincinnati, together with a number of Cincinnati leadership. And it was a very meaningful mission to Israel to bear witness to everything that occurred, to engage with the Israelis in the healing and everything that they're doing now in the aftermath, and to show our support that we're willing to come all the way from Cincinnati just simply to show that we stand with them, we're here for them. And it was really a very, very meaningful trip. And there's many insights and inspiration that I gained while I was there. One particular feeling that I experienced while I was there, something that it wasn't just something I observed, it's something that I was able to live and to encounter in real time, is an idea that I want to share with you today with a really powerful Dvar Torah, which connects Parshas Bishalach and Parshas Yisro, the two Parshas that we had last Shabbos and the previous. And the tour had a lot of ups and downs. It was very intense. We visited a number of the kibbutzim that were devastated. And something that was just striking to me was here we were, ourselves an eclectic group, and we're being led on a tour by an Israeli Nir Metzger from Kibbutz Nir Oz. And the sense of familiarity with someone who was a complete stranger, someone I'd never met before in my life, someone who's lived in a very different life, a very secular Jew, and here I am, an Orthodox rabbi. And yet, it was like we were brothers. It was totally comfortable, totally familiar. He was totally open and sharing with us as if we were his family. It was very real, and it was striking. And the other experience that brought this out similarly, but from a very different angle, was the hostages. You know, it's on our minds all over the globe, but when you're there in Israel, it is so much more palpable. It's everywhere you turn. It's in front of you. There's signs absolutely everywhere from the moment you land in the airport and everywhere you turn in Israel. It's really the feeling of what's happening to them and what can we do for them. It's just constantly pounding on you while you're there. And we had the privilege to be in Hostage Square on Thursday when three hostages were released, Agam Berger, Gabi Moses, Yudit Arabel, and the emotions in Hostage Square on that day were so powerful. Just tears of joy mixing with tears of pain. It was a very, very powerful moment. And in the course of our trip, something that we experienced, the question was raised, when will Israel begin to heal? When will the healing be complete? Excuse me. That was the way the question was framed. When do they anticipate kind of being back to normal? And the answer came that the healing will not begin until all of the hostages are back. And just, it was that sense that these are our brothers. These are our sisters. We're one family. You could literally feel it. And that's something that we find in the Torah as well. A very, very powerful idea. If you go back to Parshas B'Shalach, where the Jewish people are being confronted with by our arch enemies, the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, for that last stand at the Yam Suf, at the sea, and the Paro and his armies are speeding towards the Jewish people. And the Pasuk describes, V'hine Mitzrayim Noseya Achareihem. The Egyptians were pursuing after them. And Rashi picks up on the word noseya, that it is in the singular, as opposed to the plural, which would be more appropriate. And what is Rashi's comment? Belev echad ki ish echad. The singular language is used because they were coming as one. They were one in heart, and they were as one person. And therefore, the singular language is used. And this Rashi is not spoken about as much as another Rashi, which has almost identical wording, which is a very famous Rashi. Rashi in Parshas Yisro, the Rashi on the Pasuk, Vayichin Shom Yisrael, when the Jewish people encamp at the foot of Mount Sinai to receive the Torah. And again, it's a singular language, despite the fact that it's talking about a group, a multitude of people, Vayichin Shom, they encamped there. And Rashi comments, Ki ish echad b'lev echad, like one person with one heart, we encamped at the foot of Har Sinai. The observation that the Sachet Shavar Gon, the great author of the Avni Nezer, makes is that the words of Rashi in these two locations are identical, but the order is reversed. Regarding the Egyptians, it's Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad, one heart as one person. But regarding Har Sinai and the Jewish people, it's Ki Ish Echad, Belev Echad. And he explains an idea that many other Mefarshim also suggests this concept, that the unity of the nations of the world is different than the unity of the Jewish people. The unity of the nations of the world is they're united in cause, and therefore they unite. And that is the language of Rashi with the Egyptians. They were belev echad, they were one in heart. They all had a common cause. They all wanted to chase down the Jewish people. They had a common enemy to defeat the Jewish people. And therefore, they were kish echad, they became one person. With the Jewish people, with Am Yisrael, it's the exact reverse. It's kish echad first, and then it's belev echad. We are one in essence. We're essentially one. We are one being, one unit, one entity, and therefore belev echad. And therefore, we seek out common causes. We're one in heart. And that was what we were experiencing. That was what I experienced when I was in Israel, being able to really feel that Am Yisrael is ish echad. It's one person. It's one unit. And no matter how different our lives may be, and whatever different circumstances we may experience, we deep down inside, we're one. And Hashem should help us to continue to embrace that, to continue to pursue that, and that should live on, and that the tragedies of October 7th should have lasting positive effects in the nature of the Jewish people, to see past those barriers that divide us and to be able to see that in our essence we are one. We'll begin now to recite the Tehillim, beginning with Kapitel Chaf, chapter 20. Lamnatzeach Mizmor de David. Ya'ancha Adinoi b'yoyim tzara. Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol min chosecha v'ilasecha yidashena sela. Yiten lecha chil v'avecha v'chol atasecha yimalei. Niranena b'yishua secha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol yimalei Adinoi kol mish'aloi secha. Ata yodati ki hoshia Adinoi v'shicho ya'anehu mishmei kodcho b'kfuros yesha yimino. Eda v'rechev v'eda v'susim v'anachnu b'shem Adinoi Eloheinu naskir. Hema karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisoidad. Adinoi hoshia hamelech ya'anehu v'yoyim karenu. Kapitel Chav Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor de David. Adinoi roi lo echzar. Binoz deshe yar bitzeni, al me menuchos yenahaleni. Nafshi yishreviv yancheni b'magli tzedek b'm anshumoy. Gam ki eilich b'geit almoves, lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Shivtecha umishantecha hema yenahamuni, ta'arich lefonai shulchan neged tzayroi, dishanta v'shem en roshi, krisi rivaya. Ach toiv v'chesed yudfuni kol yimei chayai, v'shav t'viz adinoi l'oirech yomim. Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir l'ma'alos esa inai el ha'harim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri mi'im adinoi, oisei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein l'mut raglecha, al yonun shemirecha. Hinei lo yonun v'lo yishon shemir yisrael. Adinoi shemirecha, adinoi tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yoyma ma'ashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adinoi yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adinoi yishmetzeizcha uvoyecha me'ata v'adoylam. Kapitel Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir ha'ma'alois, nima'amakim karasicha adinoi. Adinoi yishma v'kodi, tihiena aznecha kashuvas v'kol tachanunoi. Im avoyne tishmiya adinoi mi'amod. Ki imcha hasricha, למען תברא. קיוויתי אדוני כיסא נפשי ולדברו הוחלתי. נפשי לאדוני נשומים לבוקר, שומים לבוקר. יחל ישראל על אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד זכר באימו יפדוס. והוא יפתה את ישראל מכל אבוניסיו. קפיטל קוף ממבייז, chapter 142. מזכיר לדוד, פרסו במערה ספילה, קולי על אדוני אזק, קולי על אדוני אסחנון. אשפויך לפניו שיחי, תעשי לפניו אגיד. מסרטף עלי רוחי, ועתו יבעתו נסיב עשי, ברוך זו עליך תנופך לי. הבי תמין ראה ואין לי מכיר, עבוד מנוס ממני אין דרש לנפשי. זועקתי אליך אדינוי, אמרתי אתה נחסי, חלקי בארץ החיים. השיבה על רינוסי כי דלויסי מאויד, הצילני מרדפי כי אמצו ממני. פציעם לי מסגר נפשי, והדויס אשמך, בי יכתיר צדיקים כסגמול עלי. Continue now with the setting Achenu. Achenu kobeisisa hanetsunim batzara uvashivya ha'oimdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha ha'mako hinirachim aleihim v'yitzim mitzara l'rvacha mi'afela l'oira mishiba v'geula hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv v'nimar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the omnipresence have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Continue now with the Mishaberach for Chaleich Tzahal, for the Israeli Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avuseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Chaleich Tzva Ha'agana L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kuchos HaBitachon, Umdim Al Mishma Arteinu V'Arei Eloheinu, Midvul HaLevanon V'Ad Mitmar Mitzrayim, Min Hayom HaGadol Avrevo Ha'ava, וכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר והיום. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא, ישמור ויעץ את חיילינו מכל צער וצוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה. וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם, יד בר סנין לתחתיהם, ויתן בחסד ישוע ובטרת ניצחון. וכן בהם הכסוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, הוריכם לכם ונלחם לכם עם אויביכם, ושיע אסכם ונאמר אמן. Continue with the Mishaberach. for the shivuyim, for our hostages, that they should come home soon, safely and well. Yishaberach avusenu avam yitag v'yakriv. Yosef Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo. Hu yivarech. Yishmor v'yinsor es nedrei tzvo agenod yisol ushivuyov. Yot kol achinu hanesun b'tzor uvishivya. Ba'avur shekol hakaol ha-kodesh hazeh mispalel ba'avuram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimali rachem yimaleim. V'yotziim mi'choshech v'tzalmoves. Mi'mososeyem yinatek. Mi'mitukoseyem yoshi'eim. V'yeshiveim mehera v'chik mishpachoseyem. Yoidu la'adini chazdoi v'nifal esad v'ni adam. V'kem behem nikra shekasu. V'chudiei adinoi yishuvun uvo'u tzion bevina. V'simchas oylem avodosham. Sosin v'simcha yasigeim. Yasigu, v'nosu yogun v'anacha, v'neimar amen. Continue now with the Mishaberech of Cholim, and we'll pause with an opportunity for everyone to insert personal names. Mishaberech, Avisenu, Avraham, Yitzhak, V'Yakov, Moshe, V'Aaron, Tov, V'Shlomo, Hu Yivarech, Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimale Rachamim Aleihem, Rachvimam Ulrapam Lachazkam Lachayosam, V'yishlach Lehem Meheru Refuah Shalema Min Hashamayim, V'chodriyeim V'chodideim, V'soich Shar Chol Yisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Saguf, Hashta Ba'agala V'zman Kariv V'neimar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Alt. We look forward to having you back here on the program. Please, God, in Yirat Hashem. In the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope. All of Am Yisrael around the world.